This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And for you this time, another update on insects active now in lawn and garden. Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd, K-State Research and Extension, aboard with us. And first here, Raymond, you would like to clear up, you say, some confusion over an insect that we've come to know in the recent years as the cicada killer, and that it is being mistaken by some folks for something else. Please explain.
Yeah, Eric, cicada killers are out and about. What happens is when the cicadas are out in the trees, the female cicada killers go out, they hunt down one of the cicadas, inject a venom and toxin, paralyze it, bring it back to the nest in the ground, and they use that as a food source for their offspring. The cicada killer adults are fairly large, one of the largest wasps we have. And because of the misinformation and all the hullabaloo about the Asian giant hornet, which is called the murder hornet, which was detected in Canada and Washington, we've gotten a number of inquiries lately that people think they have seen the first Asian giant hornet in Kansas. However, upon further evaluation, they're actually seeing the cicada killers. So we don't have the Asian giant hornet in Kansas yet. I don't know if we will, but what is out and about are the cicada killers. The males cannot sting you because males don't have ovipositors. They do reside in the turf, bare soil. Things you can do is kind of just disturb the nest, cover it with sand or mulch, and that should disturb them or promote them to go somewhere else.
So don't be worried yet about that hornet. These are cicada killers, and you can do something about them, as Raymond says right there. Well, squash bugs on garden vine crops. What's the latest on this insect, Raymond?
Well, we are seeing the second generation. I visited a number of gardens, community gardens, and there are a lot of squash bug eggs. They're the red eggs laid on leaf underside primarily, but I've seen quite a few laid on the top side of the leaves. And then I've seen the nymphs, the gray insects on the underside of the leaves. They've emerged. So this is the time to be out there with some type of insecticide spray before they develop into adults. Thorough coverage is absolutely critical on the leaf underside. You can squish the eggs or physically destroy them, and you can do the same with the nymphs. But it's time right now before they become adults, because when they are adults, it's a little bit harder to deal with them.
And common garden insecticides will take care of squash bugs handily?
Yes, insecticidal soaps, horticultural oils, and some of the common materials available at most of the chain stores and nurseries and garden centers. Read the label beforehand to make sure that the product you are going to purchase does have squash bugs on. It is registered for squash bugs.
And lace bugs. Are these infesting ornamentals to a large extent? What?
Yeah, the lace bugs are, this time of year, we see them on oak trees. People go out and see their oaks taking kind of this little beige, yellowish appearance, and the lace bugs are causing that. Are they going to harm the tree? Not really. There are a number of natural enemies, like green lacewings, that will feed upon them. But at this point, it's too late to save the leaves and the tree, and the trees will not die. They just don't look very pretty at this time of year. So if you see lace bugs, not only in oaks, but azaleas and cotoneasters, if you were concerned about them, take a force of water spray and dislodge them from the plants. Not the oaks, but azaleas or shrubs that you might have that the lace bugs are attacking. I know aster lace bug early this year can devastate asters, and if asters are coming back, you probably want to do something to prevent the lace bugs from causing some detrimental harm to those plants.
And their feeding is distinctive, and as far as how they consume leaves on these trees or shrubs?
Yeah, lace bugs have piercing-sucking mouth parts, Eric, so the leaves will take on kind of a yellowish-green appearance because they're removing the chlorophyll as such, and you'll see this on sycamore quite a bit too.
As always, Raymond, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again quite soon.
I appreciate it, Eric, and look forward to our next visit.
Raymond Cloyd, along with us, horticultural entomologist, Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.